home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app. CFW.
CFW.
¿Cómo puede ser verdad?
Last night I dreamt of something.
Like
Swedish lullaby.
The 80s, 90s, and more play right here on 105.7 CFW during the CFW workday. Everything from Madonna to No Doubt.
You and me, we used to be together, every day together, always. I really feel that I'm losing my best friend. I can't believe this could be.
Please stop explaining. Don't tell me.
1057 CFW.
Yeah.
from Boyceville to Brownville. We're your home for 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
And more play right here on 105.7 CFW. Some good news for Coach Prime. Deion Sanders now says he is cancer-free. This whole procedure just kind of amazed me. So he found out that he had bladder cancer during a routine checkup for just, you know, all over wellness. So he chose to have robotic surgery to remove his bladder. But in that process, a new bladder was created during the same procedure. And now he says he's cancer-free.
You must understand. Touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl opposites attract. It's physical, only logical.
headed someplace. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me.
Listen to 105.7 CFW anytime, anywhere. Tell your smart speaker to play WCFW.
So drop the top, baby, and let's cruise on into it. It's better than ever, Street.
It's the CFW Workday, and what is for lunch? Maybe some chicken wings? Mike McKay talking about chicken wings on the Facebook page this morning and asking, do you like boneless or do you prefer bone-in? I see that Tony says she likes definitely bone-in, dipped in ranch with barbecue or buffalo sauce. I'm a cauliflower wing girl. I know people get very, very mad about, like, that's not a wing. Well, neither is a boneless wing, if we're going to be honest.
With Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
Somehow we get around.
Workday on 105.7 to CFW. Gavin DeGraw on the way, Kenny Loggins too, and we'll check the forecast. Get you caught up on the news as well with a news update coming your way in just a moment. I feel so bad for Aaron because usually around this time of the day, I'm kind of getting things wrapped up, getting things put together, ready to hit the road here in, you know, coming up in like 20 minutes or so when the show ends. And then Aaron is coming in next, but he has been trying to get back from vacation since Sunday, when his flights just keep getting delayed and delayed and delayed. And so I got another message that said, would you mind just staying a little bit longer? I am still stuck at the airport. And I just think when you are going on vacation, that's the pits because, of course, you know, you want to get to your destination. But then when you are just trying to get home, especially if maybe I don't know if he had a bad time the whole time, the whole trip, how the flights were getting there. But when it's just been the longest time getting home and you just want to be in your own bed and you just want to not be eating in, you know, an airport food court and you hear, yes, your flight has been delayed one more time. You're like, no, no. So whatever day you're having, know that Aaron is having a day as well.
For your news, weather, sports, and the latest throughout the Chippewa Valley, check out 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap is where Chippewa Valley relies on the latest information to stay informed and up to date on what's happening in our area. For news, weather, and sports, 24 hours a day, rely on 93.5.
Yes, Mr. Gecko, you're a huge inspiration to us all. But who was your muse?
Oh, my dear old Nan. She imparted many wise words to me. She would say, never let the fame get to your head, always remember who you are, and let people get more than just savings with Geico's fast and friendly claim support. I lived up to her advice, and now anyone can file a claim anywhere and anytime. I miss her so much.
Did she go somewhere?
Yeah, extended quilting trip.
Ah.
Get more than just savings. Get more with Geico.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Big Deals. 105.7 CFW Big Deals is all your local favorites this summer. Chickadees, C&J Scoop Shop, Carl's Barbecue. Don't see your go-to spot? Email info at WCFW.FM and tell us who you want on our menu. Plus, take advantage of big savings on our gift certificates all summer long. Go to WCFW.FM, click the Big Deals banner, and feast on delicious savings with 105.7 CFW Big Deals.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin will join another multi-state lawsuit against actions taken by the Trump administration. The new lawsuit seeks to block the U.S. Department of Agriculture's demand for sensitive personal information on Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program recipients. The multi-state coalition argues that the demand violates the Constitution and multiple federal privacy laws. The agency demanded information on all SNAP applicants, including their Social Security numbers and home addresses, dating back 5 years. Months after emerging victorious in the most expensive state Supreme Court race in American history, Justice-elect Susan Crawford is finally set to be sworn in this week. Crawford will officially take her seat on the court for a 10-year term on Friday, with a ceremony in the state capitol rotunda at 4:30 p.m. Her victory in the April election preserved a 4-3 liberal majority on the state's highest court. State Appeals Court Judge Chris Taylor has announced her candidacy for the 2026 election, which could further solidify the liberal majority. Thousands of Northwest Wisconsin residents were left without power following severe thunderstorms that hit the region on Monday night. Over 14,000 customers had reported power outages as of Tuesday morning, mostly concentrated in Dunn, St. Croix, and Pierce counties. XL Energy customers suffered the largest portion of the outages, and company officials were not able to say when power would be fully restored on Tuesday. The storms brought wind gusts of up to 70 miles per hour across the region, causing damage to trees and power lines. Eau Claire County has launched a new program aimed at connecting residents who are struggling with addiction with peer support services. According to a press release, the Eau Claire County Deflection Program is open to participants who are at least 18 years old, a resident of Eau Claire County, are willing to complete various assessments and engage in case management support, and meet the program's criteria for ongoing case management. The program is voluntary, and interested residents can find more information on the Eau Claire County website. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Mostly sunny, warm and sticky today, with high temperatures spiking to the upper 80s and feeling more like the low 90s. With a tiny chance for a brief shower or small storm, we will become cloudy tonight and staying cloudy tomorrow, but cooler. Highs in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios. CFW.
Time to get out, step out into the street where all
Ware wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning.
CFW.
CFW. I know I can always count on our listeners to be right there, ready with the headline. So I talked about Aaron getting delayed and delayed and delayed at the airport. I don't know what airline he was flying, but one of our listeners just texted in through the Civic Media app with CFW, and I read the story that Spirit Airlines laying off pilots, and they're going to lay off about 270 pilots this fall to reduce costs and cut their schedule down. I've never flown Spirit, but there's kind of a reason because I've heard so many nightmare stories. I don't know that cutting your pilots and cutting your staff is probably the answer.
Yeah. 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7.
See?